Masechet Avot Perek He Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Asara Nisim Na'asu Laboten B'Mitzrayim V'Asara Al Hayam. 10 miracles were performed for our forefathers in Egypt, and 10 miracles were done for them at the sea, at the Yam Suf. We understand this, that there were 10 miracles that were done, 10 different plagues that Hashem brought onto the Egyptians. Those plagues were only impactful to the Mitzrim, but they were not impactful. They did not hurt Bnei Israel whatsoever. And then there were also 10 miracles that happened to the Jewish people while they were going through the Yam Suf. The splitting of the sea itself was number one, that the Jewish people went through the sea. Number two, that the waters created an arch above them and there was a tunnel for them to go through. And thirdly, the ground underneath, which usually should have been muddy because water was just on it, dried up and was a hard surface for them to walk onto. Number four, the Egyptians, even though they were walking on the same ground, when they were walking through the Yam Suf, it was wet and muddy. And when the ground hardened, it didn't harden into a solid mass, but it turned into like bricks, like tiles. The water of the sea also became very hard, like a stone, and when it came down on the Egyptians, it punished them in a hurtful way. Number seven, there were 12 different pathways created in the waters, one for each tribe to go alone. Number eight, the walls of those paths were see-through. They were transparent, so the Jewish people could see one to the other, and they reassured each other that everyone was okay. Number nine, the water trickled out of the walls, and the usual salt water was sweet to drink from. And number 10, the drinking water that was coming out of the walls that wasn't consumed hardened even before it hit the ground, so the floors didn't become muddy. That's how the Bartenura understands the 10 miracles that were done for the Jewish people. Al Hayam, Eser Makot Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMitzrayim BeMitzrayim VeEser Al Hayam, 10 plagues Hashem brought to the Egyptians in Egypt, and 10 plagues at the Yam Suf. The 10 plagues here, the ones that we spoke about before. 10 plagues hurt and impacted the Egyptians, but the Jewish people were saved from them. Those are the 10 plagues that we know. Adam Sefer Adei Achinim Vechule, etc. The 10 plagues that were done to them at the Yam Suf, we bring out in the Shirat Hayam in Az Yashir. We say, Sus Verochebo Rama Bayam, the throwing of the horses and their riders into the sea. Number two, Markebot Paro Vehelo Yarabayam, the chariots of Paro and the army were thrown into the sea. Number three, Umivhar Shadishav Tubi'u Beyam Suf, the top officers were drowned in the sea. Number four, Tehamot Yechasyumu, the covering up of these officers in the deep waters. Number five, Yaredu Bimsolot, they were lowered into the depths of the ocean. Number six, Tiras Oyev, the smashing of the enemy. Number seven, Taharos Kamecha, the shattering of those who rose up before Hashem. Number eight, Yochelemo Kakash, the consuming of those enemies of Hashem, like straw. Number nine, Kisamo Yam, covering them with the sea. And number 10, Saleluka Oferet, causing them to sink like lead into the water. These were the 10 plagues that were brought onto the Egyptians in the sea. Asara Nisyonot Nisu Avotenu Itamakom Baruchu Bamidbar. There were 10 different tests that our forefathers tested Hashem with in the Midbar, in the desert, in the wilderness. There are 10 different times that the Jewish people complained about what was going on, or they didn't follow the word of Hashem. Bartinuda counts them as the following 10. Before the splitting of the Yam Suf, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, they complained. They said, were there no graves available in Egypt? You're going to come kill us in the desert? Number two, when they arrived at Marah, they complained that they didn't have anything to drink. Number three, they demanded water to drink in Refidim. Number four, they disobeyed the word of Hashem that they should not look for man on Shabbat. No man was going to fall, but they went to look anyway. Number five, some people disobeyed Hashem and they allowed their man to stay overnight. Number six, they complained that the man wasn't satiating them. They wanted meat and they complained to Hashem. They said, if only we died by the hand of Hashem in Egypt, where they were eating well and they were sitting by the pot of meat. Number seven, they repeated that complaint when they said, who's going to feed us meat? Number eight, they sinned by Het Ha'egel, famously the golden calf. And number nine, they looked for things to complain about. They didn't have, they had no complaints, but they still were negative and they wanted to complain. And lastly, number 10, they complained about the spies, the report of the spies. And they also said they wished that they died in Egypt at that time. Shnei Emar, like the pasuk tells us, Vaynasu oti ze esir pe'amim v'lo shami'u bekoli, that they tried me, they tested me 10 times and they didn't listen to the voice of God. So here we say this at the end of the sin of the spies, the last of the 10 different tests of that they tested Hashem when they sinned before Hashem. And even though they made certain avirot afterwards, we see Korach is after the sin of the spies, and there are others that happened as well. But we're only listing the 10 different things that they did up to the spies, because at that time, Hashem gave them the punishment saying that they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they were all going to die in the Midbar. So we don't list any of the punishments or any of the sins that they did after that, only whatever they did before the sin of the spies.